We'd like to bring you this brief report on what God is doing. Since 2006, we've been involved with Restore Hope. Restore Hope came about as a response to the war in northern Uganda. 35 villages that had been displaced, the property of all the peoples destroyed, and much hope lost for the future. The story is very different today. Hope has been restored. There's a future for the children. The people are back in the village. Buildings have been rebuilt. Crops are back in the ground. And we give thanks. We started with no resources. Since that time, we have a small factory that operates, and young men from the affected area are fabricating buildings. 30 buildings have gone up, all financed by God's provision, the kindness and mercy of God's people. In addition to Restore Hope, we also work with training. The African church is exploding with growth. The Uganda Assemblies of God, between July of 2008 and July of 2010, planted nearly 3,000 new churches. The need for developing leaders, building capacity, and people who come to know Christ is just beyond imagination. I was talking with a North American pastor just a few weeks ago, and he said something I felt was significant. He said that he and the other leaders in his church had decided to focus their missions efforts on training African leaders. He said he's doing this for two reasons. One, he said he sees the power and the vision and the future of the African church. Now, these people, when they're equipped to do so, can be used mightily of God to reach this world for Jesus Christ. And then he said, secondly, he said, my motives are somewhat self-serving. He said, when I invest in training African proclaimers of Jesus Christ, I do so with the conviction that these may be the very men and women who one day come to North America and re-evangelize my homeland. I thought about that since then. Isn't that amazing that the African workers that we're training today could be the men and women who come and bring the gospel to our great-grandchildren in America and Canada and other places throughout the world tomorrow. Thank you again. God bless you. We appreciate you standing with us. Bye-bye.